Welcome to We Are The Daring Podcast, episode 9. This one's called Small Business and Wanting to Collaborate. Well, here's what you need to know. This is the podcast for the mamas, the lovers, the mumpreneurs, and you. Whoever you are out there listening to this, this is your calling to be more daring. So sit down, listen, and relish in this moment just for you. So let's dive right in. Small business and wanting to collaborate, then here's what you need to know. If you are tuning in today, no doubt you are a small business owner or you're wanting to become one and you kind of have no idea about how to approach people on social media to get their help to promote your product and get it seen by a wider audience. Now, I have been in social media for a little while now, and one thing that I know and I feel like I do well is collaborating. But I have seen a couple of different types of things when working with brands that has kind of taught me what I am coming to share with you today. Now, some brands and PR companies really get what they are working with and they know how to promote it and they do it well. And others are blindly flying through trying to figure it out somewhat unsuccessfully, which if I'm totally honest was me at the start of this gig, and it still stumps me sometimes because social media is the ever-evolving platform that really keeps us on our toes. Now, I have been sent products that have left me thinking, wow, that is incredible. And I have been sent products that I have had to decline to post, or worse, I've had to send them back and explain why I wouldn't share it. Now, neither of those options made me feel all that great. And I'm sure that the person on the receiving end wasn't too happy about it either. So here's how to not just send your product to influential people. Here's how to get it seen and shown in all its glory. These days, it's easier to make money by sending your products out to influential people on the net because it gains traction, it gets views, and they have the ability. I should note in here that if they have the respect of their audience, they have the ability to sell something quite easily if it is something that they are passionate about and their audience trusts their point of view. But here's the kicker. They have the ability to sell something if it's something that you are passionate about, if it's something that you have put your heart and soul into, because it's your product and it's your hard work and determination, woman hours and late nights in the office that you are sending off. So make sure it's something that they will want to share and that their audience will want to buy. Step one, choosing a grammar that is right for you. Now, this one's a bit of a hard one because many small businesses are, well, they're creative minds and they aren't that great at the whole analytics and business side of the gram. So many will head to the biggest grammar and say, what are your rates or can I send you this? But here's the trick. Sometimes the biggest Instagrammers are known for flogging off products one after the other, and your plan to go big or go home may very well go down the gurgler or get lost amongst all of the products that they're promoting. And the product that you have sent and invested your heart and soul into will fall by the wayside. So instead, my tip is to choose someone for their ability to style. Choose someone because they are great at talking into the camera and engaging with their audience authentically. Choose someone who has great engagement over huge numbers. Now, engagement is the amount of likes and comments that they receive. So go through new or old posts to check it out. And if you are investing a bigger piece or a more expensive product, then ask to see their insights or website analytics. Doing these particular key things will ensure that you get your product into the hands of the right people and not into the hands of someone who has brought engagement or likes. One of the most important things about choosing an Instagrammer and seeing if they're right for you is to check, do they have similar ethos and style to your own branding? If you repost their images, will they fit in nicely with your branding and your feed, or are they going to stick out and throw off the vibe completely? Is their photography up to scratch, and are you going to be getting good quality images in return for your investment? Are they someone who vibes the same as you? Because it's going to pay off in the long run. Because one, you are getting exposure to the people who already dig the grammar's vibe. So if you have a similar vibe to them, then no doubt they will love whatever it is that you are offering. And two, you will be able to repost their images with their permission, of course, and use them on your own socials and maybe even on your website. So it's a total win-win. Now, step two. Do not go in guns blazing, expecting the person that you are sending your products to give you their left ovary, firstborn, and the entire run of their social media accounts. Some of the most beautiful products that I have received and been willing and wanting to share all over the place and shout it from the rooftops have come from people who have said, I would love to send you XYZ product because I felt you or your daughter would love it. I have had no expectation to post. I just wanted to put a smile on your face. Now, I might be a blogger, but I'm still a customer, and this has always won me over and literally left me smiling and happy at receiving such a beautiful product and a person who was generous. Now, I'm not saying that you go and do this because I have heard from smaller businesses that it can sometimes backfire and people take it literally. But for me in particular, I've been so touched that it wasn't a case of, if you give me this, what are you going to give me in return? That I felt compelled and I wanted to share it. And I wanted to share a company that had incredible customer service, in my opinion, anyway. And how generous, like how beautiful. So shout out to all the companies that have sent me those and I have shared it for you, because that is genuinely because I loved what you guys sent. Now, this is a huge one. Do lay out your level of investment and your expectations. Do it clearly. Do it for yourself and write it down, but also let the grammar know, this is what I expect. This is my level of investment and this is what I expect in return. That kind of contradicts what I said above, but if you are someone who is going to expect something in return, lay it out, do it clearly, and don't be crazy greedy about it. Now, big companies will literally send a briefing document that looks like you are signing your life away, and it can be quite overwhelming. So micro-influencers, I have a podcast coming for you soon on how to navigate the gram when learning how to collaborate and all the business side of the gram, because it can be scary. So hit subscribe to stay in the know, but let's touch base on that a little bit later. So let's go back to this. Be clear on what your expectations are when handing over your product. A simple, hey, I love your vibe. I feel you, and I feel that your audience would be a great fit for this product, piece, whatever it is that you're wanting to send off. So get in touch if you would like to collaborate is a great way to start the conversation. Include a link to product or a website that you're wanting to send them and leave it at that. When they respond and say that they love the product and would love to work with you, then that's when you let them know your level of expectation. Now, for example, your level of expectation may be one static post, which is an Instagram post on their account, one story mention with swipe up link and sharing to Facebook if they have it, blogs, socials, hell, even podcasts. I have always found it really lovely for them to say, I may not be able to meet your rates because I am a startup business, but I would love to send you products to the value of your rate card. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, what the heck is this rate card that she keeps mentioning? So, full disclosure, don't worry. I remember the first time someone asked me what a rate card was, and I pretended I knew, quickly Googled it, and went and DM'd Marcia from Not So Mumsy. I want to take note that she is one of the beautiful women of the gram who doesn't hoard her knowledge and instead freely shares it because of woman bloody power. That's why. And she's just awesome. So shout out to beautiful Marcia. And thanks, Marcia, for your help in the early days when I didn't know what I was doing. And you were so helpful and so beautiful to me. It really didn't go unnoticed. And I always tell everyone how much of a beautiful soul she is, as if you can't tell through her gram anyway. Now, a rate card is pretty much a PDF of their rates. It's what they charge for posts, stories, blogs, vlogs, etc. And a media kit is pretty much the same thing, but with more detailed information and up-to-date analytics so that you can see what your return on investment is and you know what you're getting into. So you want to know what either of these looks like, or you're needing one for yourself? I'm going to give you a little tip here. You can check them out on Etsy. Etsy has templates ready to go. You just change the information and you can use it for yourself. So if you're a micro influencer and you need an up-to-date media kit or rate card, head to Etsy. They've got them by the droves on there. If you're someone who is more graphic designy, Canva is a place where you can simply Google it and create one for yourself. Now, the next tip, be personal. Influencers get sent hundreds of emails about products a week, And most of these are by bigger companies offering a pretty high level of investment for little work involved. So if you are one of the little guys, be personal when writing or interacting with them and don't bullshit. There is nothing more annoying, not to mention extremely disingenuous, than receiving a message, "Hi, I've followed you for a long time. Here's my product." You know very well that isn't true because you have just seen the little follow notification come through. When I get those messages or I smell a liar and I know that they haven't in fact followed me for a long time and that they've just stumbled upon me, I delete them right away. Be honest, because if you haven't followed them for a long time and you just stumbled upon their account and you feel like it could be a good fit for your business, let them know. Now do include their name when sending a gift, make it worth their while to unbox on their socials. Even including a cute little card to say, "We packed it extra pretty for you in the hope that it would get one of your prized unboxing mentions on your story." Don't send it without care and attention to detail. I once got a package that was literally thrown into bottle wrap. It looked like it had dirt on it, and I could not believe the care that was not taken. And obviously, I actually sent that product back to that person. So if you aren't excited in packing it off and sending it off, then they're not going to be excited in opening it. So yeah, that's pretty much the end of that. Create excitement, stand out from the crowd, and be thankful for working with them. That's how you don't just win over influencers, but you make them love your product, you make them a customer, and you make them want to come back for more. They will remember you and they will share your product and they will be loyal to your brand, and that is everything. Here's something that is hugely important that I haven't ever had happen to me, but every time I received a product that has a post date in the future, I wish it came with a little info card in there. A little card with a magnet for the fridge would be ideal. Maybe I'm hoping for too much. And something like, "Put me on your fridge. Don't forget to post me on the XYZ date of the month and include expectations." For example, one static post, story mention series, and swipe up link, which is here, and this hashtag, please. Any problems, find us here. We can't wait to see what creativity you dream up. Just a little note, please, 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 small companies and businesses and PR people, if you are listening, let's get this fridge magnet a thing, because as an influencer, I forget, especially a busy mom that's running my own business and trying to blog and podcasting and doing all the rest of it, I sometimes forget. Make it easier for us, please. Now, that would ensure that they don't forget. You are going on the fridge, and if the influencer is anything like me, she's going to plonk it there and it will live there for months before being thrown out, and you're making their life easier and they will love you for it. So in mama life, I sometimes forget about posting because, well, hectic schedule, time frames, toddlers, it really doesn't mix. So I really appreciate when companies or PR agents get in touch and say, "Hey, just letting you know you were due to go live tomorrow or you were due to post tomorrow." Friendly prompting is being helpful, but being overly pushy is not. If you have sent someone a product and they have forgotten, just get in touch with them and let them know, "Look, I always feel horrible when this happens," and usually rectify it immediately. And if I don't, there's always a reason for it. So just ask. Influencers do not bite. I remember someone once sent Eva a romper and it was around the $30 mark. I posted it as I was asked to do, and then the woman continuously harassed me for posting more of the romper because, quote, she felt it warranted more than one post being that it was a $30 piece. Now, I had agreed, silly, to do a gifted promotion for her being that she was such a small business and she was just launching. And the next thing I know, I'm being sent all these harassing and intimidating emails. It was really over the top, and years later still stands out in my mind for all the wrong reasons. And if anyone comes to me saying, "Hey, I saw this romper on your feed, on your Facebook, or on your social media, do you recommend them?" I will always say no. So I will reiterate to be clear with your level of expectation and what you wish to receive in return for your product or payment. And don't be known to be a greedy guts when asking a level of expectation, because bloggers talk just like small business owners do, and you don't want to get a bad rap right from the start. So I hope that this short and to the point podcast has helped you grow your knowledge just a little bit. And one more thing before I jump off. If you have sent your product to a blogger, be sure that you have stock of the product on hand. Because one thing their audience really hates is being told, oh, I'm sorry, it's not available, or eek, it's sold out. The amount of times that I have been told, oh, I just went to buy that and it's sold out, or I've just went to buy that and it's not available, and my inbox has filled up with 80 plus messages from people telling me the same thing. And I've been like, oh, I wish I didn't do that. Or they just get frustrated, especially when I says share like stuff from the op shop. They don't like that either. So they want to be able to buy it. They want to be able to get their hands on it right away. They don't want to have to wait. They don't want to be told it's sold out. So make sure the product is available so that it's worth your while and it's worth your investment. Now, PS before I go, the value of a swipe up link is immeasurable. But I'm going to talk about that more in later episodes because it needs its own episode. I once sold $9,000 of makeup in 48 hours. $9,000 worth of makeup, which for a blogger with my audience, it's pretty damn good. And it all came from swipe up links. Make sure it's easy for them to access and shop at their fingertips with no thinking involved. So remember to ask any bloggers that you are collaborating with to include them. And if you're a business that has over 10K and you are able to include swipe up links, do it. Use it to your ability. Do it every single day. It makes it easy. People can shop. They literally swipe up and they can shop all from their phone. So if you are wanting to hear more pearls of wisdom or you like what you heard today, then we're going to talk about all the gram and the business side of it in later episodes because I feel like people are interested in it and I hope that in some small way I can help your business grow just a little bit. Thank you for listening and as usual, you can find me over at Instagram at Layla Steed or you can get at my website to check out my beautiful photography, www.wearelimama.com.au. Here's a list of some homework for you to do at home. One, just going to do a little recap. Make a list of bloggers that fit your vibe, your ethos, your style. Do they have good photography and styling skills? Is your return on investment going to pay off? Number two, from that list of bloggers and women on social media that you now have to go and have a look at their statistics, how is their engagement? Are they answering their audience's questions when it's a sponsored post or are they leaving them hanging? Are they posting sponsored content that is great and well thought out or not salesy and they have thrown it together for the sake of a check? Look at all of that before investing your time and reaching out. Number three, now that you have a list of people who you dig and want to get your brand in front of, get in touch with them. Go and be brave. Reach out to them via email or DM or both if you want to make sure that it's seen and keep it simple. Include all valid information and wait for them to get back to you. Be authentic, be real in what you're saying and show them how much you love them and believe in their product and how you think from looking at their posts that their audience will love it. Keep it short, keep it simple and full of heart. Number four, get to know what a media kit is and what a rate card is. Find an example online and know what you are talking about when approaching bloggers. Knowledge is power. So although you may not need one yourself, it's always a good idea to see how the other side of it runs and what's involved. That way you will know more about how to make it work for your business. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I hope that in listening today that you have taken a little bit of time for yourself, that you learned something to help you along the way and that you felt that sparkly feeling of inspiration as you listened to this episode. I will have more on these subjects because I feel like I have so much to offer and teach you all based on my experiences so far. So if you have any feedback or episodes that you think that you would like to hear in the future, please leave it over at my recent posts on Layla Steed, LEILASTEAD on Instagram. And as usual, if I can ask you to do one thing today, I would love it if you could please head on over to leave a rating or review. It will only take a few seconds and the impact on this space is immeasurable. See you next time and have a lovely weekend.